Welcome back to Habits Talk, where we don't give advice, but let the habits talk.
Amen.
Today, we'll be talking about limited by knowledge. I guess I should pose the question, can a person be limited by their knowledge? You know, I think the question is kind of ironic in a sense, because you would think knowledge shouldn't limit somebody. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself there. let me ask you, bro. What is knowledge to you? How do you define knowledge for yourself?
I was going to relate knowledge to wisdom, but that's completely off topic.
They do knowledge, have similarities.
They have similarities. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's, yeah. Knowledge.
I can go first.
Kind of have an idea. Like, knowledge basically helps us navigate the world. It's how it basically shapes our thinking and how we perceive the world. Basically like a code of instructions that we follow.
I agree. Knowledge is, for me, just any type of information that has been gained. You know, I think the key word there for me is gained, meaning it's something you now have. Because, you know, there are people who know how to access information, and then there are people who have information. And I have this quote, I think I had it on my Instagram, where I say, the more I know, the more I realize I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's by Socrates. And
Socrates, yeah.
Yeah, I've had that quote since high school. So this is probably like a long, long time. And there was something about that quote that just stuck with me. I remember actually how I came about that quote. I was watching this clip of the Boondocks where it talked about, he said, there are known knowns. There are known unknowns, and then there are unknown unknowns. There are things that we know that we know. There are things that we know that we don't know.
We don't know, yeah.
And then there are things that we don't know that we don't know.
Right.
And my dad always says, like, one of his favorite phrase or sentence that he would say was, we don't know how what we don't know is affecting us. Like, as an individual, sometimes I don't know how what I don't know is affecting me. So I don't know how my lack of knowledge is affecting me. And this can be in terms of self-actualization, in terms of spiritual growth, physical growth, any type of understanding. And this topic was really just something that I wanted us to just talk about a little bit and just explore, because, I mean, you might ask, how does it tie in with habit? I think it ties in with habit if I'm a person who I am constantly seeking knowledge, right? And it's good to seek knowledge, but at the same time, it's best to seek love and understanding as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have knowledge, but not have wisdom.
Right.
And for me, this is how I see wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge that has understanding and love. Right.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, I think I don't want to just go after knowledge or pursue knowledge. Well, for one, academically, let's just say that went well. with college, but I mean in life in general, because, you know, sometimes when you know something, you can use it as a weapon as well. When I know something, you know, it becomes a weapon. Yeah, and I was just really reflecting on what ways I use my knowledge, or in what ways do I utilize knowledge. And I wanted us to just really talk about this and explore it, really.
Right.
So let me ask you this. do you think you can limit yourself because of what you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can be limited by what you know. It's how do I put this? It basically restricts our perspective and our options. Mm-hmm. It pretty much just narrows your decision-making process. Personally, I've seen that in a lot of places, especially like in career paths where people stick to something, but they might not explore the other opportunities that are out there. Mm-hmm. Which is good. I you know, you should chase what you want, but then it's always a good idea to explore and keep learning what best fits for you. So yeah, expanding what you know basically opens doors toward new solutions. It gives you a new opportunity. So yeah, you can be limited by what you know. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would agree. Okay. I think another way that I see it as well is knowledge or knowing something, right? Because I know something, I might think, okay, that's all there is to learn about that thing. And it can sometimes deprive me from being open to new information. If I'm that type of person who, once I have information or I gain information, I stop growth by holding on to that information. And this really can be expressed through our belief systems and mindset, right? Things we've come to, you know, use as our guiding forces.
Right.
It could be beliefs, traditions, whatever the case may be. Once you hold those sets of rules or a law, and you don't look for ways to improve it in a way that's kind of limiting my own understanding. And I find it interesting that the Constitution, right, the United States Constitution has amendments. I think the word amendments is key because it amends, meaning you can add to it.
Right.
Now, obviously, I think there are some things that can be worked out in that constitution. But my point is, it's called the amendment because it can be, you can add new information, new laws to it. This is right. My definition. I don't know if that's really why it's called the amendment. But I want to ask you, have you ever felt that your knowledge sometimes holds you back from gaining new insight, new information, or accepting new information because of what you know?
Yes, absolutely. To both, actually. It prevents me from learning new information and, you know. What was the second one you said?
Like accepting new information or just...
Oh, yeah. And accepting new information as well, absolutely. Yeah. I'll start with the eager to learn something new based off something that I know. My current knowledge can basically make me hesitant to try out something new. So I would stick with something that makes me feel comfortable, you know, like mm-hmm. it's my comfort zone. So I don't want to step out of it and learn something new. So because I was aware of something of a, let's say, a belief system, so I wouldn't be comfortable trying to master something new, which would take me time. So it's a sense of security as well. So I guess exploring new opportunities or venturing into new areas can feel pretty haunting because you really don't know what the outcome is. So yeah, like that's for my current knowledge.
So you'd say you rely on your knowledge, but does it like affect your like eagerness or willingness to like try something new or take a risk?
Now, I would say 70-30 is the proportion. 70% being I usually don't, but now I'm trying to break that habit.
How so?
I just, I don't know, it just feels, it sucks. That's the word, to be honest. I just don't like the feeling about it. Like, people only grow when they are let go, you know, in a way. Like, you need to let yourself free. You need to let loose, and you need to break your old you. Very cliche way of saying it, but basically just getting out of the comfort zone and, you know, trying to try out something new. So then you explore a different side of you, and you could be like, you know what, you know, I took that extra step to learn more about myself, and I feel good. So I'm in that phase right now in my life. But yeah, I guess, but for the most part of my, during my college and everything, I think I was very, I was not comfortable, would be the word, with being in an unfamiliar spot. Yeah, I just never pushed myself out there. And now I'm starting to like it, because I'm learning more about myself, what works for me and what doesn't. So yeah.
Does your knowledge, or when you limit yourself, would you say it's harmful to you in the sense that it can be your own weakness?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think I've seen that in my workplace as well. Like, if I'm not willing to learn a different approach, and I mean, I'm saying my approach has worked for me, but then if I'm still not willing to find a better approach, then I'm putting myself in a spot where I don't want to grow. So that really hinders my success.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you tell me a time when letting go of what you thought you knew led to some type of breakthrough?
Finding the right balance has always been hard for me. So I used to take time to, when I was in college, I used to take so much time to cook, to clean, and then do my assignment. And so then I keep one thing for later. And then I would find myself just being burned out in the process. And I end up doing half of it, half of what I had planned. Mm-hmm. So one way I used to balance that work life was basically by following a strict, what do you call it, time blocking. So I would try to get as much as I can in a very short amount of time, mm-hmm. Which in the order I want to do it, like, which could be easier. So in that process, when I do a lot of things in a very small amount of time, I feel a bit more accomplished. Does that make sense? I try to achieve perfectionism, and that's a really, it really doesn't work out for me. So I try to be a bit forgiving and try to make mistakes and actually get the work done than actually not doing it at all in the first place. Does it make sense? So yeah, I guess, yeah, that.
So you kind of like challenge yourself.
Oh yeah.
In a yep. way.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then like, okay, would you say you respond better when you're the one challenging yourself, or if someone were to challenge your beliefs or knowledge, you know, through new information or through a new perspective, right? Let's say it's someone you either trust or don't trust, or someone you know or don't know. How do you respond when now someone else is challenging your belief system or your knowledge?
Surely at first it's a bit disheartening, because it really contradicts something that you've held on to for a very long time. You know, it for me at least, I feel disappointed knowing that, oh, you know, why is this different, you know? But I, safe to say that I actually have approached it with more curiosity than I know this kind of an approach. Instead of an I know this kind of an approach, I approach it with a open mind. Because I try to ask myself, what can I learn out of this? You know, I can take it. If I don't want to take it, I can leave it. But, you know, there's always, it's always right. better to hear others' opinions and what others belief and what their thought process is. So yeah, I guess at that point, I would not make a decision that I would reject this outrightly. I would be willing and open to hear it out, mm-hmm. Even if it really questions my own beliefs. But yeah, I try to approach it with a calm spirit as much as I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think for me, it depends on the level of depth, I should say, that belief is founded in me. So if it's something that I think I can live with, right, in the sense of if it's not rooted in me, if it's not a habit in which I've kind of had all my life and I'm comfortable in it, it may be difficult for me to respond positively when that knowledge is being challenged, right? Or that belief system.
Yeah,
is being challenged. But if it's something that, let's say, I'm not certain of, or I have a surface level understanding of, when it's challenged, I'll be more susceptible to explore the options and see, okay, in what ways is this person's information being provided to me beneficial? And I think it's interesting because I think what should be really challenged is those core belief system, the ones that I have built up, and I now have like this stubborn nature to it as to like, oh, I've known this for such a long time. It's like somebody who just started watching soccer trying to tell me something about soccer, and I'm like,
yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or giving me adjustments as to how I either play or how I, you know, some just provided me with some type of information or knowledge that, let's say, I wasn't even exposed to in this sport, but because of what I know, I'm like, you shouldn't be giving me any type of new information or knowledge about this. I feel like I've known this all my life. I've been doing this all my life. So how can you then? So I think my initial response would definitely be, you know, somewhat negative, or definitely not be, you know, positive. And I think that's the same way every single habit and trait that I have, I need to really take a look at. You know, I need to explore characters and traits and behaviors that I have and see how beneficial they are to me, right? I need to see how much benefit or improvement any type of behavior and quality or traits that I have, how do they benefit me? I need to explore that, because when I don't do that, it means I am content with the knowledge that I have of that. And if I'm content about the knowledge, that means I'm comfortable. And if I'm comfortable, it has to be of good bearing, whatever that habit or trait is, meaning it has to produce or bring forth good things in my life. And by good things, I mean, remember I talked about love and understanding.
Yeah.
It should be able to foster love, foster understanding. And that understanding is not just for and of myself, but for and of other people. Right?
Right.
Like, when you think about somebody who is peaceful, what makes a person peaceful? Like, why would somebody say, oh, I am a peaceful person? One of the ways that I see it as is because we live in a chaotic world, right? If you're peaceful in this type of world, I mean, in your own corner of your world, you must be doing something that enriches your soul or your body, right? It makes you, like, you may not even be the richest person or the poorest person, right? But whatever makes that person peaceful has to be internal.
Right.
Right. And we always get new information. How does new information not affect me or affect that person who is peaceful? See, this is just how I'm thinking, or I'm trying to see it.
Actually, you made a very good point. You said you used the word always. We always get new information, and that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be open and willing to to entertain that new information, because you will be outdated at some point, regardless how much you know of something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, sorry, didn't mean to break you out there.
Oh, no. You're right. I would be outdated, not just in terms of technology, but also in myself.
Right.
Because I wouldn't have the tools to actually grow.
Right.
You know, because you can be outdated in terms of, like, you know, technology, AI, all that stuff. But what about outdated in spiritual growth because of how limited my understanding or knowledge is?
Exactly. Yep.
And that begs the question. So for you, who in your life helps you think beyond what you know? No, that's a big question.
That was a big one, yeah. I would start with my parents. I would start with my God, my spiritual life, and then I would move on with my parents, my family. But in this earth realm, my parents for sure, because they still continue to teach me that even things
Can
that
I interrupt you?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
You said God.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to, you know, make you think too much on this, but in what ways does God help you think beyond what you know?
Ooh, I love that question. So I think the way I see it is man was never supposed to know everything, for if he did, then he would be God. What sets us apart from the Creator is we are bounded by time. We are bounded by a lot of things. We have a lot of constraints that we're working with in this life. But God is never bounded by any of that. So it's indefinite. So it's very marveling. Like when I used to study biology, I remember there were times when I just go like, there's no way that we just randomly fell out of the sky and we were, you know, it can't be like that. There got to be a bigger meaning than that. You know, there got to be a great source of power out there that created us, and it just cannot happen by pure luck. So, but yeah, to touch base with that, my understanding is that God is all knowing, and if humans, if we have not even, we can never reach the ultimate form, but In today's world, the amount of advancement in technology, science, even spirituality, people have understood a lot more than what we used to. But yeah,
I just want to make sure I'm understanding you correctly. So you're saying your belief or belief in God is how you can think beyond what you know, because you said,
oh, I mean, yeah, absolutely. In a way, I would also add that me knowing that I have my limitations helps me to humble myself in a way for a greater wisdom. Does it make sense?
Okay.
I believe knowledge bestowed from heaven, from God Himself, is what's wisdom. Wisdom is what allows us to walk through life unharmed, make the right decisions, which would, you know, be fruitful for everyone in your life. But yeah, that humility side of things helps me to understand that, you know, there's only so much that I know, and there is so much more to know. Does it make sense?
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. So God through humility. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Not because I was, yeah, let me not go too much into that. But yeah, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Okay, so you said God and then your parents.
Parents, yes. Because still to date, what they have shown me is that even what they know is very scarce. So it's like, it's not fearful to think that way, but instead it's like, it's more of another reason like, wow, you know, the people I look up to, even they still don't have answers to things that they think they do. It's only just a learning experience, a learning curve. So yeah, that humility set helps me to carve my way of thinking. And yeah, having conversations with people with different backgrounds really is an eye-opening experience, especially with my parents, my family. Everyone's going through their own, you know, stuff. There will be differences of opinion, you know, but in order to live cohesively and, you know, in order to live respectfully, you have to be willing to open up your mind and mm-hmm. not, you know, stick to one thing alone. But yeah, that's pretty much
it. So for me, I'll probably say, for me, it'll be my dad. If there's a person who helps me think beyond what I know, it'll be my dad. And if I had to rephrase that question, right?
Yeah.
It'll be, what in my life, or what tool in my life, I don't even want to use it, say, call it a tool. What manual in my life helps me think beyond what I know? I would probably say it is the Bible, right?
Mm.
Like, why I say that is because if I were to say God as to who in my life, for me, I mean, I'll be realistic with myself. I don't see a God, right? But I know we are gods as humans, as people. I believe we are gods, right? We are from God. But that's besides the point. So when I say who, I guess I meant just earthly.
Oh, okay.
That's Got what it. I was trying to get at earlier. Yeah, but I did understand also what you were saying as well. See, because it applies to me as well. I think the same way. But I would say my dad is probably the person who in my life helps me think beyond what I know. And that being said, it's not like... Like, would you say you accept everything your parents say? Like,
oh, no.
Let's be honest.
No.
Some of the things you've probably done, I'm sure they don't approve.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. 100%. 100%. I would never see, and still to date, it's hard to come in terms of with everything they say. In fact, there always is differences of opinion.
Right.
But yeah, from personal experience, I've later realized, okay, you know what they're saying, okay, it does make sense, you know. But yeah,
like eventually you come to the realization that,
right,
you know,
right, exactly,
yep. You may just know something that I don't know.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
and really, that's the point of this conversation, for me to go back and say, you know, that person might just know something that I don't know,
right,
which is why they're sharing that to me,
right?
And I don't want to limit myself, I don't want to limit my understanding of something because I think I know something, because it's I heard this analogy somewhere. It's like looking at a sculpture, right? And then you have 10 artists around that sculpture drawing that sculpture, right? Now if the sculpture is right in the center of those 10 artists, they're not going to see the same part of that sculpture.
Right.
Everyone is going to see something different.
Different, yeah.
Right? But if you were to ask each one of them, they will say, yeah, this is the sculpture.
Right.
But this is what I can see of that sculpture.
Right.
Right? But everyone has a different perspective of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be dumb of me to think that what I know is the be-all and end-all. Like, there is more to it. There is something that I'm missing. There's a piece. There's always a piece that I'm missing. So the goal of this is to not limit my own knowledge of life, of myself, in order to improve physically, mentally, spiritually, and just be able to think beyond what I know.
Right, right.
And how do I connect with people who have different perspective? Like, how do I connect with them who have different perspective than me? I mean, everyone has different perspective,
right,
than me. But I mean, I would definitely say I struggle with that. But for you, like, how can connecting with people who have different perspective kind of broaden your understanding of things?
Oh, it exposes you to a lot of different methods of approaching a problem. Different perspectives really break breaks it down for me. Like, it's very interesting. There would be times when I'd be like, oh, wow, okay. You know, you could actually think that way. You know?
Right.
There are some really crazy people out there. But but what I'm trying to say is that it's when you interact with different fields, different background, different cultures, you experience something that you've never encountered before. It's basically challenging your belief system in a way. It gives you a third point of view. I guess to answer the question, I like connecting with the people. I love connecting with people. Sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming. Sometimes it can be a bit, mm-hmm. you know, it can lead to disputes, and it just can be like, you know, the other person may not be willing to listen to what you have to say. It goes two ways, right?
Right.
So building that healthy environment and combining sharing those ideas is powerful, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, think about it. If it was coming from, let's say I'm trying to connect with somebody who is of authority or somebody I respect, right? It's different from trying to connect with people or someone who maybe they're not of the same authority as someone else in my life. So my level of interaction with those different perspectives that they may have of something in order to like broaden my horizon or my understanding of something would differ, because as you said, I would think, oh, it's a two-way street. You should be able to also hear me out, right? Mm-hmm. But not every situation requires two-way street. Meaning, right. It's like dealing with your parents. Would you tell them it's a two-way street?
What?
They would they would say, oh, no, we have the knowledge.
Exactly.
Right? Experience. I mean, not every parent is the same. There are some who, you know, like I said, the level of understanding is also different. There's some who might open up to let you also provide information.
Now, there's a counter question to this. Knowledge? I'm sorry to break you off. There'd be some people who say, you know, I have all these years of experience, so I will be right. Mm-hmm. You know, those kind of people actually are, not going to lie, I personally find very hard to work with those kind of people.
That's the same thing that we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was just trying.
We should be able to let those people and think about how we can open ourselves up to people like
right,
that.
Exactly. Actually, I was trying to relate to the last question you asked, like how connecting with people with different perspective. It's like, I guess I learn better from people who are a bit more understanding than people who are like, you know what,
exactly.
This is A to Z. Exactly. Everything I say makes sense. And I'm sitting there like, okay, you know what? I think you could be right, but not all the time right. You know, you know what I mean?
You see, and I know, bro, I'm not even trying to like point fingers at you, because I do that.
Right.
I'm more susceptible to listen to somebody who isn't going to say, I know everything. Maybe they don't even have to say I know anything. Just the way you talk,
right.
I could just perceive that you feel
exactly.
like you know everything.
I guess,
and that's it.
Yeah, that's a big point. That's a very important point you said. The way they talk, because body language makes a big difference. Maybe they coming from the right place, but it was just being shown differently. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. Right. They could be coming from the right place.
Right, yeah,
but because I perceive that they feel like they know, I feel like they know everything, or they try to act like they know everything. I'm like, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to open myself to listening to
right.
you. No, and I think this is something I have to work on.
Right. Yeah, same.
See, because there will always be people who think they know everything. Now, it may not even be that they think they know everything. It's me. I think they think they know everything. I don't know. Maybe this is just their personality.
Right.
Maybe they don't think they know everything. Maybe they just have strong views.
Right. I was just thinking about it. Like when Jesus was crucified, the high priests, they thought that they knew everything, right?
LOL.
You know, they thought they knew everything. So they were, in their defense, they had the right to crucify someone who claims to be the Son of God, you know? So
I mean, if we're talking about that, yeah, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were following their
exactly.
respective books to the Lord.
So they were doing what they had to do. In fact, they were
limited right. by their knowledge.
Right, exactly. But they were limited by what they had doing. Exactly.
And these are people who had followers.
Exactly.
Millions.
Yep.
So absolutely, and that's why I go back to this point that I made at towards the start. It takes love and understanding to be able to graduate from knowing something to having the wisdom of something.
Amen.
Because you need to not just think for yourself. Be greedy I need to not just be greedy in my knowledge, because with knowledge comes pride.
Mm.
As they say, pride comes before a fall.
Right.
See, the more knowledgeable, the more powerful, and the more powerful, the more prideful. Now, it's not always like that, but what I'm trying to say is, as I said, not with knowledge comes pride, but if I can work on having love and understanding, see, that knowledge might become wisdom or will become wisdom. And that's just how I see it.
Right.
Like, I need to be able to shift in my thinking, shift my perspective, be willing to learn from somebody who I quote unquote think knows everything.
Right.
Because in reality, they probably do know a lot more than I do. And I could learn so much more from anyone or someone who thinks they know more than me. And not because they say they know more than me, because this is how I perceive it.
Right.
Right. I just don't really know who that, I don't know the manner in which the person talks, or, you know, there's so much that I don't know, but I also don't ask questions.
Right.
Because of my own pride and my own knowledge. See, so how can I, now let me ask you this lastly. How can letting go of the need to be right or quote unquote knowledgeable, how can that open doors to new opportunities for you?
Wait, could you say that again? Yeah, so I was lost for a second.
I was asking, how can letting go of the need to be right or knowledgeable open doors to new opportunity for you?
I think I've said this in my previous one of our previous topics. I think I've learned it the hard way, where if I've been humbled, would be the word, I have been humbled enough.
Yes.
Really,
you just hit the word right on it. Humility. And honestly, bro,
straight up humbled. Straight up humbled. Yeah. Like, It humbled in a way, like it taught me a very big lesson, and I thank God for that, because if it wasn't for moments like that, I would have never corrected my ass. I'll be honest. So it was because I was put in my place by someone or something or whatever situation it was, whatever it is, I was able to learn a lot more, and so I was slow to speak. I was more willing to listen. I was more willing to hear criticism. I was more willing to mature. I was more, you know, those things came up because it started from there, being humbled. So when I let go of the attitude of, like, you know, I'm always right, and, you know, if you don't stick by what I said, then get out, kind of an attitude, that really didn't work in my favor. Mm-hmm. ever. And I've tried that a lot of times in my life, but I've ended up a big failure. But I've been able to move on with my life. That's the word. Move on with my life. Ever since I was able to let go of that control, trying to control the narrative, and actually accepting that I can be wrong. And that humility, knowing that humility in human, I don't know, for some reason goes pretty well, because we are weak. We are bound to be weak. We should be weak. And the other way I see it is, if we're not weak, then what makes us different from God? We are humans. We will have our weakness. We have our strengths. So it's just one part of being human. Like, we will fall, but we will rise. That's what makes us human. So I guess, yeah, it's just that self-reflection that, you know, Aaron, you were wrong, you know, telling myself that and actually saying, you know what, the other person can be right. It takes me a lot of time to actually accept it, but then that learning process is pretty magical, I'm not going to lie. And yeah, I think I've been humbled enough to keep learning every day. Learning is a lifelong journey.
I appreciate that, bro. That is really the key. Be humble enough. The the reminder is that while, you know, knowledge is powerful, it can also be a boundary if I let it be. It right. can also limit me if I'm not humble enough to listen to people who I thinks they know everything. It will limit me. Knowledge will limit me if I'm not open to hearing, to understanding, and to love as well. And by love, I mean knowing that I don't know anything. You see, because I will go back to that quote. It said, the more I know, the more I realize I don't know.
And yeah.
I would really hope to one day get an understanding of that and live that way. See, because I'm manifesting that for myself. And the key is to keep on learning and open myself up to understanding. And with that, any last remark, bro?
No, sir. From you? No, sir. It's been a great topic.
Okay. And with that, let us remember to be open, you know, because just because knowledge is a powerful tool, it doesn't mean that's the destination. It should be the fuel for continuous learning, for growth, and for adaptability.
Amen.